postum will soon be past tense. Late last year, Kraft Foods discontinued production of the 100-year-old powder drink that was long considered a non-addictive alternative to coffee because of shrinking demand. And by now, most store shelves that used to stock the wheat and molasses blend beverage are bereft of postum, and now probably hold decaf coffee or heaven for Fend, green tea. Ellen Mandel is a purchasing manager from Bend, Oregon, who is devoted to postum. Miss Mandel, how are you coping?
Not very well at all. I'm upset that I don't have my nice warm cup of postum.
How many bottles or cases do you have?
Well, right now I have half of a teaspoon left in one bottle. That's all I have.
Half a teaspoon left in one bottle? And I mean, not to tip anything, we're about to ask you to share that with us.
I know. Well, I only used the other half to make the cup that I'm going to share with you.
Oh, my word. I mean, I feel like I'm here for Mick Jagger's last rock concert or something.
And you are.
How long have you been drinking postum?
Oh, goodness. I've been drinking postum, I'd say, for 9 years.
And how would you describe the taste?
It's roasted grains, so it's got that roasted flavor. And I drink mine with a bit of cream, and it's real smooth. Even when it cools down, it doesn't turn bitter.
I mean, would you ever drink iced postum?
No.
Postum latte?
Postum latte, sure. And many times I'll put a little bit of hot chocolate in mine just to make myself what I call a poor man's mocha.
Now, I'm told if you go on eBay, there are people who are selling jars of postum, but it's pricey. Like the quote that was given me is 4 jars for $130.
Yep.
Have you tried to do that?
No, because I have discovered that Kraft has decided to continue to make postum in Canada. So I have a friend with parents who live in Canada, and she's going to go up visiting next month and will bring me a whole case.
Ms. Mandel?
Yes?
I don't know how to tell you this. Our staff members have been on the phone with Kraft.
Uh-huh.
They deny that postum is being made in Canada.
Oh, no, that's scary.
Well, you're taking it with admirable pluck, I must say.
Thank you.
I think I tried postum once when I was like 12 or 13, and I am never less than a foot from a cup of coffee, even as I sleep. So my attitude towards postum, I confess, is filled with disdain. Maybe can you give me a tutorial? We would love to share your last half cup of postum with you.
Yes.
So how do I make it? What do I do?
Well, take one level teaspoon, not heaping, mm-hmm. but level. You don't need a lot of it. It's pretty potent stuff.
Okay.
Put it in your cup and pour boiling or very hot water over that, and stir it up. I like mine with just a touch of 1% milk, but you can drink it straight. I think it's going to be a little tough to drink it straight because it's, like I say, it's a roasted grain.
I'm putting organic half and half in now.
Perfect. That'll mellow it out a little bit. Make sure you have plenty of water. It shouldn't be too dark when you look at it. It shouldn't be like a French roast coffee where it's really dark black.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's mixed. Do you have yours mixed?
I have mine mixed.
There's looking at you.
All right. Ah, and you're probably making a face at that.
How did you guess? I'm making a face because there's no discernible taste.
But it's warm, right?
Yeah. I mean, so are a pair of fuzzy bunny slippers, and I wouldn't have them for breakfast. It tastes like nothing.
I hate to bring you bad news, but yeah. I think you have killed all of the taste buds in your mouth drinking that nasty coffee.
I guess I deserved that, didn't I? Oh, my. Well, I guess in that case, you might as well drink postum, but not anymore.
Not anymore.
Ms. Mandel, I'm touched by the fact that we shared your last postum, and my condolences on your loss.
Thank you.
Ellen Mandel, a purchasing manager, joining us from Bend, Oregon.